Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the John Durham investigation continues to uncover illegal activities against members of Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign, more people than being reported are starting to cooperate with Mr. Durham's investigation. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton on Fox News says Hillary Clinton has become the focus.
It was her campaign who paid for this. There are tweets out there, in my view, that are criminal evidence showing that she was pushing this fake information about President Trump. And, the question for the Clinton people is just how many dossiers did they have against Trump?
Now that Chicago alderman Patrick Daley Thompson has been convicted of federal tax charges, it falls to Mayor Lori Lightfoot to name a successor. Mayor Lori Lightfoot now has 60 days to find a replacement for a term that ends in 2023. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Trump addresses the European crisis on Fox News and says our leadership has emboldened Russia over Ukraine and soon China over Taiwan.
And they watched the most incompetent withdrawal in the history of probably any army, let alone just us. They saw that, and President Xi and President Putin, watch what happens with China versus with Taiwan. But they watched that and they said, what's going on? They don't know what they're doing. And all of a sudden, I think they got a lot more ambitious. I think Putin really wanted to negotiate for a period of time. I think when he watched Afghanistan, when he watched that unbelievably bad withdrawal, incompetent, where they took the military out first, where they left $85 billion worth of equipment behind for the Taliban to have and to sell and to use. And, of course, the death that happened. When they watched all of that, I think they got emboldened.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau delivers remarks after reports that he planned to invoke rarely used emergency measures, allowing him to tackle protests that have shut down some border crossings and paralyzed downtown Ottawa, Canada.
We're entering the third week of illegal blockades that have been disrupting the lives of too many Canadians. Here in our capital city, families, small businesses have been enduring illegal obstruction of their neighborhoods, occupying streets, harassing people, breaking the law. This is not a peaceful protest. At the borders in different parts of the country, the blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families. Yesterday, the Ambassador Bridge was reopened between Windsor and Detroit. Our team and I have been working with Ontario and the City of Windsor around the clock. I want to thank the officers on the ground, including the RCMP, who played an active role. We now have a responsibility to make sure that the bridge stays open. With each illegal blockade, local law enforcement agencies have been acting to keep the peace within their jurisdiction.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing your part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to be talking with Deal Hudson. Dr. Deal Hudson is the host of Church and Culture of the Ave Maria Radio Network, former editor of Crisis Magazine and former head of Catholic Outreach for the presidential campaigns of George W. Bush. Deal, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be on with you today.
Well, you and Matt Schlepp have combined your talents and giftings to bless us with a new book, The Desecrators, Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob and Reclaiming One Nation Under God. So how did you and Matt come together?
Matt and I came together both working in the Bush campaign, and since Matt is a very devout Catholic from Kansas, right. he came to my first Catholic outreach event during the campaign, where he met a young woman named Mercy.
So he meets this young woman, Mercy, and then what?
They got married and had five girls.
Oh, Mercedes is who you're referring to. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
you said Mercy. I know her as Mercedes. I didn't know her as Mercy. I go, okay. No, that's okay.
She ended up working in both the Bush White House and the Trump White House. And, of course, Matt Schlapp took over Karl Rove's job as head of the political office in the White House. And he has been very loyal to Mr. Trump and President Trump ever since Trump made that announcement at Trump Tower in New York City.
Yeah, he was there early and often and appreciated his involvement. Of course, now he is the chairman of CPAC. And here we are. We've got three Catholic boys, Matt, you and myself, here talking about your book, The Desecrators. So I appreciate this. So why this book? How did it come about?
It came about because, you know, Matt and I and Mercy, too, used to meet on their front porch there in their home in Alexandria. And, you know, we started talking about doing a book together. And we were throwing around all of the words, cancel culture, wokeness, whiteness, all this stuff. And I said, Matt, if we write a book, we got to get underneath all that. We got to get underneath all these mottos and phrases and memes. And, you know, we came to the conclusion what it was really about, what was at the root of all of this, were acts of desecration, meaning the deliberate destruction of those things which we hold sacred, such as our being one nation under God, such as there being a monotheistic God, a law, that there be a truth that is fixed and objective, that there be moral laws, virtues, and vices which measure all of our lives, not just those who choose those norms and those virtues and vices. In other words, that which America was founded upon, that understanding of the world, that understanding of the world as God's creation, understanding that God's moral law is what applies to everybody, and it's not a matter of their gender or their ethnicity or anything, that there is something to which we all seek to conform.
Did you discover that the number of desecrators out there is not as plentiful as you would think, but yet they've been given a platform and kind of the a bit of the bully pulpit, so to speak, that has empowered them to invalidate so many of us? Go ahead.
It's kind of like the halftime Super Bowl thing that, well, congratulations, LA won. But, you know, it was all rappers. Mm-hmm. And rappers are only a very small percentage of those people who make music, make popular music, make classical music. And yet you would think the world, the audience of the Super Bowl is only interested in those guys. Yes, exactly. We found that the actual desecrators are a small but elite group made elite, not by intelligence for sure, you know, not by profundity or wisdom for sure, but by the fact that they're most favored by the media elites. They get the platforms, their voices are heard, and they are allowed to try to put the rest of us out of business, put us in jail, make sure we have no voice by shaming us or canceling us. In other words, they want to eliminate the voice of good Christians, Jews, all those who believe in the one true God. They want to gag us and, if possible, just put us in a closet.
And at what expense?
The expense, of course, would be the nation, the family, marriage, education, law and order, a military that can do its first job, and that is defend its borders and its nations. I mean, the cost is everything.
Yeah.
Because without these boundaries, without this understanding of a norm to which all human beings, all creatures of God, must measure themselves,
mm-hmm.
What do you get? You get lawlessness, you get power, you get deliberate and unchecked attack on all those who seek to uphold these powers in this point of view, this worldview.
Exactly. Well, you know, I often go back a deal to what God shared with Cain early on when Cain tried to give him, you know, a bad sacrifice. He tried to cut corners. Thought that he could, you know, cheat God out on worship. And God, you know, and he's all down and depressed. And God says, hey, what's up? He said, well, you know, he says, well, let me give it to you straight. And his advice rings through the millennia. He says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I believe that's the question we need to ask ourselves. You know, is it going well for us? Are we doing right? And by right, it's not, it's righteous. It's the things that reflect God's character. If we are in line with God's character, to your point, and we're responding accordingly, it will go well for us, even in the midst of what may seem to be, you know, craziness at the time. It will still be well with our souls, won't it?
Bill, it's one thing to suffer for the good, for the sake of the cross. It's one thing to suffer upholding, you know, what is true, good, and beautiful. It's quite another thing to suffer because you have both individually and communally turned your back on the very roadway that leads to order and leads to peace and leads to justice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is the biggest disaster of all.
Exactly. Well, and God is the author of said order. So why aren't we turning to God when we know that we are living in chaotic times right now?
Because since I was in college in the 60s, I don't know how old you are, Bill, but I have a feeling I'm a little older. Ever since I was in college in the late 60s, and I was in graduate school, you know, all the way up till 1979, we were taught by our professors and the whole climate is that the United States is a bad place. The United States is not a place we should celebrate nor feel patriotic about. Number two. Judaism and Christianity have for too long been seen as the root of our nation. In other words, we are going to reject that it's the root, and we're going to say what the root is some sort of autonomous individualism where people are given the freedom to define themselves, define the meaning of existence.
Dale, forgive me. We've got to go to a quick break. Let's pick it up from there on the other side. Stay with us. We've got more from Dale Hudson after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Dale Hudson is with us. He and Matt Schlapp have co-authored the book, The Desecrators, Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob and Reclaiming One Nation Under God. Dale, sorry for the break time that we had to go to, but I want you to pick up on what you were sharing with us just right before the break.
You know, it is no accident that in the latest Supreme Court decision that affirmed Roe versus Wade, the Chief Justice wrote, and this is a Supreme Court justice, at the heart of liberty is the right to define one's own concept of existence and meaning of life. In other words, he's not talking about being thoughtful, being deliberative. It's almost an encouragement, if not indeed an encouragement, for people to invent understandings of existence and understands of human meaning that are directly in the face of those that have come from our sacred past. Mm-hmm. You know, not just from the Christian and Judeo tradition, but from the Greek and Roman world. You know, those things combine to give us what we call Western civilization. And without civilization, there cannot be order, and without order, there cannot be human happiness.
Exactly. And, of course, it starts with the law. I mean, this is why God gave us the Ten Commandments, right? Because you wouldn't know. It's much like the 55 mile-per-hour speed limit. Of course, you know I'm from California. I'm still referencing 55 mile. Everywhere else it's 7.
Listen, it's worse in Atlanta than L.A.
Is it really? Okay. But regardless, it's there to let you know when you are breaking the law. That's what it's there for. And so after the Ten Commandments, you know, how do you size up? You don't know right from wrong without that. And so this is what the left, and this is what the you know, the common cancel culture wants to do, is to do away with it all, and let's defund police, let's do all these things that we know do not make sense whatsoever, and then I guess, you know, we defy the law of gravity enough and realize that falling off the roof and hitting the ground hurts enough to where we say, well, that was a stupid idea. Well, you know, here we are. Go ahead.
Look at the nonsense, the ignorance that's behind defund the police. One thing that's part of our Western tradition is understanding the fallenness of human nature, understanding human beings' proclivity towards sin, proclivity toward breaking the law. The reason we have law and police is to counter that disposition, to make sure that that disposition doesn't hurt other people, does not get in the way of having communities and nations in which some sort of order reigns. So with the rejection of the sacred tradition of Christian Judaism, you have a total misunderstanding about what human nature is, and therefore you get rally cries like defund the police.
Right. Well, it all goes back to the book of Judges. They want to see things according to their own eyes. They want to write up their own law in order. And at what expense? They can have sex with anybody. And this is how absurd it is, right? Go ahead.
It must have been that the existentialists like Jean-Paul Sartre were reading the book of Judges the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know, really. And here we are. We're thinking like we're new innovators of sin when it's in our nature. And this is, and unless we have that restraint, we will enter a world of madness if we're not already there.
Well, you know, James Madison and other founders, they understood human nature, you know, the way the Christian and Jewish traditions taught it. They created a government that was the best government that has yet been put down on paper in terms of the Constitution to organize human beings with that disposition toward fallenness in a way that nobody could accrue more power than anybody else, no individual, no group. That's why we have the government we have, because it's based upon those principles.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Hutchin, in the book, you outline 10 guiding principles to inform and embolden people in this fight against these destructive powers. Give us a few examples.
One example is we must not be afraid to use our own symbols. If you'll notice how effective Black Lives Matter used their symbol, their yellow paint, so forth, we have to understand that symbols matter. You cannot hide your lamp under a bushel. You have to have your flag. You have to have your cross. You have to have whatever symbol it is out in the open, whether it's in your yard or on your lapel or on your shirt. And you have to say to people, this is who I am. In the book, we give an example of what would happen if the 75 million people who voted for Donald Trump all put a flag in their front yard on the same day. There would be an explosion in this country of media outrage, right?
Right.
But also an explosion of the left realizing they are not in the majority.
Exactly. Well, we saw that leading up to the election. Anyway, I went through 12 states weeks before the election. And going through 12 states, ask me how many Biden-Harris signs I saw going through 12 states. And yet, Trump, by comparison, was overwhelmingly evident to your point. I only saw, Dr. Hudson, three signs. Three signs. That's including bumper stickers. Traveling through 12 states.
That's exactly the experience I had in my travel. I remember going on a road that went from Pittsburgh up all the way through western Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and I didn't see a single Biden sign, but I saw a multitude of Trump signs all the way up.
But they're to believe. I love this idea. If one day we were to commemorate one day for in the name of free and fair elections, we all put out a Trump sign. Could you imagine?
Or even a flag, because yeah. Isn't it interesting that the flag itself has become a symbol for those who support Donald Trump.
Right.
And it's become a symbol to those who don't as something to scorn and something to, you know, to try to shame us about. It's an amazing turn of events.
Mm. How hopeful should we as Christians and conservatives be that we can bring about an end to those who want to tear down America?
We should be very hopeful because, you know, we have a vast, untapped support in this country. People have been intimidated. There are people in prayer, but these people in prayer are most often not out on the streets or out, you know, with their symbols of what they believe in on display.
Mm, yeah.
We also have the invisible power that comes with prayer, which comes with faith. And, you know, we can stop being intimidated this very moment. We can say, look, I don't care if my neighbors across the street decide not to talk to me or the people down the street decide, you know, to go to the other side of the street when we're walking our dogs. I don't care because this country, the future of our children and grandchildren is more important whether I'm popular or not.
Exactly. Your number one piece of advice for people who want to join the fight but don't know how?
The number one piece of advice, speak up. Do not fail to respond, whether you're on social media or in a group, when somebody takes one of these stupid shots at Trumpers or America or the Constitution or the church. Get in their face, do it nicely, tell them they're wrong, and then tell them why.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a way to do it intellectually, in love, and with respect as a fellow human being, and it's okay. And it doesn't, they don't necessarily have to believe, but you can make the statement, it will plant a seed that may bear fruit for them and their kids down the road. Well, Dr. Neil Hudson and Matt Schlipp have blessed us with a book, Desecrators, Defeating the Cancel Culture Mob, Reclaiming One Nation Under God. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Dr. Hudson, appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Godspeed.
Bill, it was delightful. Thank you very much.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223.
800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the John Durham investigation continues to uncover illegal activities against members of Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign, more people than being reported are starting to cooperate with Mr. Durham's investigation. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton on Fox News says Hillary Clinton has become the focus.
It was her campaign who paid for this. She, you know, there are tweets out there, in my view, that are criminal evidence showing that she was pushing this fake information about President Trump. And, you know, the question for the Clinton people is just how many dossiers did they have against Trump?
Now that Chicago alderman Patrick Daley Thompson has been convicted of federal tax charges, it falls to Mayor Lori Lightfoot to name a successor. Mayor Lori Lightfoot now has 60 days to find a replacement for a term that ends in 2023. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We got Craig Shirley with us, New York Times bestselling author of December 1941, his new book, April 1945, The Hinge of History. Craig, good to be connected with you again. How you been, my friend?
Well, thank you. It's good to be with you.
Well, I'm so excited for people to get their hands on this book. I mean, this is such a great book to cause us to, you know, take a pause and remember April 1945. What was going on and all the details of how America emerged from the Second World War and became the leading superpower that, for the time being, it seems to be.
Well, you know, everything changed. And I mean by everything, I mean everything changed. We went from being an isolationist country in the 30s, and you know, by the various neutrality acts passed by the Democratic Congress and signed by Democratic President Franklin Roosevelt, to a forever internationalist country after World War II. In fact, we were a little bit too internationalist. We were kind of drunk on internationalism. You had one Republican congressman suggesting that school textbooks be manufactured by one central facility and be distributed worldwide, that we print textbooks for all the schools of the world, which is really quite silly if you think about it. But that was the way people were thinking after World War II. So, but, you know, we went from being probably, we were definitely a second-rate military power. We were behind Russia and France and Italy and Great Britain and Romania, to being forever a world superpower with thousands, hundreds of thousands of men in uniform and a nuclear and the nuclear bomb. We were the only country in the world that had the A-bomb, and everybody knew it. So, you know, we went from little changes, you know, as far as rationing. Everything was rationed. to big changes like the manufacturing plants. You know, we went from, Detroit was truly the arsenal of democracy. Only a few days after December 7th, Franklin Roosevelt told Detroit, listen, you're not going to make any new cars. And in fact, they didn't make any new cars for the duration of the war. He said, you're going to become the arsenal of democracy. And within three weeks, Ford Automotive, Fisher Auto Body Parts, and Goodyear Rubber started turning out parts that were originally for cars, B-24s and B-25 bombers. Within 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's just astonishing how we changed so radically, and then we changed radically again at the end of the war. You know, a lot of things, we stopped rationing things, we stopped regulating things, we stopped censoring things. But during the war, all those things were happening. And so the part of this book is really not just about what was happening in Europe, and unbelievable things happening in Europe, or what was happening in the Far East, because there are unbelievable things happening there as well, but what was happening at home to the American populace.
Well, the industrial complex, the way it took off, it reminds us again just how important a job is, right? Because look what happened. You had a lot of people working. You had women, in mass participating in the U.S. labor force, right?
Yeah, sure. Both my grandmothers were Rosie the Riveters. One was a machine gun tester. She would stand there and in front of the assembly line, down the assembly line would come live machine guns. She'd pick up a machine gun, fire it at a target, put it back down, pick up another one, fire it at a target. And my other grandmother was a bomb inspector, which I never got a chance to ask her exactly what a bomb inspector does. I'm not sure I want to know, but both my grandmothers were Rose of the Rivers. You know, one time I was talking to my mother, who's still with us, God rest her soul. She's 88 and she's around 16.
Don't you love that?
Exercise and riding and things like that.
Don't you love that? I mean, they do. It becomes, their life is Merlin-esque. They get to a point where they start living life in reverse. It's very sweet.
Yeah, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. But she's got her vision. She's got her mind. You know, she's got her hearing, all that. But I was joshing her one time. I said, I said victory guards were kind of a PR stunt by the Roosevelt administration, weren't they? And she got indignant with me. She got very mad at me. She said, listen, I had a victory garden, and she did in her backyard. And in 1944, 25% of all the groceries grown in the United States were grown in victory gardens, backyards, in tenements, on small farms, because we were feeding not only our troops, our millions, over 2 million troops, we were feeding the Great Britain and Russia as well. We needed those victory gardens, and they were not a myth. They were, in fact, a very important part of the war effort. There was a phrase going around all over the country, you know, seemingly sarcastic or seemingly real, that said, hey, there's a war on, don't you know it? There's a war on, don't you know it? Every sacrifice was made. Rubber drives, scrap drives, metal drives, paper drives, everything you recycled for use for the war. Everything went in. Oil was recycled. Used oil was recycled. Used rubber was recycled. Everything. Nothing went to waste. And everybody made sacrifices. Everybody.
Exactly.
Either they were put on a uniform and went in a dugout in France and they were fighting for us, or they were, housewives were sacrificing, businessmen were sacrificing. Everybody was making their ultimate commitment, without complaint, by the way, to the war effort. You know, brownouts and blackouts and energy turned off, things like that to save electricity.
Well, this is what made them the greatest generation, Craig, did it not? Because of the sacrifice on all levels. I mean, you talk about all hands on deck. I mean, this is what it took. I mean, for us to be able to take on you know, well, two wars at the same time,
right.
In the East and the West, right?
Europe.
Exactly. Yeah, amazing. April 1945, The Hinge of History, your book. Why this month? Why was it that you said, okay, I want to focus and write about the final days of the war?
Well, because so much, first of all, so much happened in April. There was a banner newspaper every day. Franklin Roosevelt unexpectedly dies. You know, he's only 63 years old, and he dies just on the verge of the total victory over a German and total victory over Japan. It's almost out of Shakespearean, the irony and the tragedy that he dies just on the verge of victory, final victory. So Truman becomes president. Hitler commits suicide. But obviously the war still goes on, although they're losing badly. Hitler commits suicide. Mussolini is taken down by the mob. And the mob does horrible and disgusting things to him and his body, and that of his mistress. So I won't recount for them here, but I do in my book what they did to their bodies. Is that Auschwitz is discovered, the horrors of Auschwitz, the horrors of Dachau are discovered, although these are just two of many camps. I looked at a map one time. I didn't realize that. I looked at a map one time of Western Europe. The Germans had dozens of death camps around Western Europe, not just the big ones you hear about.
That we hear about, Treblinka. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you hear about Treblinka or Auschwitz or Dachau or something else, but they had dozens of them. But these two major ones were discovered by the Americans and the Russians.
Craig, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there, and we've got more from Craig Shirley, his book, April 1945. It's All right, stand by. We've got more from Craig after this.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Craig Shirley continues. New York Times bestselling author of December 1941. He now gives us April 1945, the hinge of history, this most incredible month that so much had happened in this last month of the war. And Craig, before we went to break, you just started going down some of the things that were occurring, especially the revelation of these concentration camps that were, you know, dozens. There were more than just the ones that we hear about.
Yes, that's right. They were all over Western Europe, and that makes it more understandable how many millions the Germans, put to death. You know, that not only 6 million Jews, but also 4 million Gypsies, homosexuals, political prisoners, Polish dissidents, anybody who stood in the way of the master race was put to death in the most horrible methods. Just terrible to talk about. Just brings tears to your eyes what they did to children. I'll just tell you one example I came across and I put in my book, how a German officer was throwing, had Jewish children thrown in the air, and then he would shoot them for the entertainment of his children.
Oh, wow. Like they're clay pigeons or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
Oh, my. How disgusting. This is the deal. This is how debased the human mind can become.
Yes.
And this is scary. And I think this is why we're repulsed at times when we hear of these stories, because we realize that, you know, these are our fellow human beings on both sides.
We have abortion going on in our country right now.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
How many millions of children, unborn children, have been aborted for sex selection? The most base, the cheapest, the most tawdry reason is, I don't like it. It's a girl, abort her. You know, I wanted a boy baby.
Right.
You know, that type of thinking. I mean, with that type of monstrous thinking we have going on in this country right now and have had since Roe v. Wade, since 1971.
Do you think, Craig, that this was kind of an offshoot of the war? I mean, we so disrespected life. That you just can't have this poured into the culture all over the world, and for us to come unscathed.
Insensitivity to life can have strange effects on people. And who are we to say that the American Holocaust, the insensitivity to the human condition, didn't create a thicker hide in people when they started supporting abortion on demand starting in 1971?
Exactly.
Who's to say?
And here we are. There's an organic movement based on experience and the reality that people feel like the Supreme Court, with their decision, and others, other
political elites lied to women, and here they are, Craig. I mean, they're carrying this in their hearts. This is this is causing women to commit suicide. The brain damage, the psychological damage, not only on women we're finding out, but also on men who are greatly affected. Again, you know, as you say, our casual attitude about life, you know, we have got to we've got to change and realize how important it is to the future of this world.
The insensitivity, the hostility is just astonishing if you think about it. And then when you get into a situation where the woman wants to abort the child, but the father says, no, I want the child, but it's the last answer, the last decision is left with the mother, which doesn't seem quite fair to me, to my way of thinking. It should be a mutual decision, but it should be obviously a mutual decision for life. But the mother has the sole discretion over whether or not to abort her child. That seems monstrous to me.
Yeah. Well, this whole narrative of my body, my right, again, is all part and parcel of the big lie. And I believe a fallout of all this, these are the dangers of war. And here we are, as you and I are talking, we're on the brink potentially of another war there with
another
Russia and
another
Ukraine. And yeah, exactly.
This is not Adolf Hitler. Hitler is dead. This is about one tiny country about the size of California. You know, let Europe handle European affairs. This is like the brink of World War One. We didn't have a reason to go into Europe for World War One. We did have a reason for World War Two. We don't have a good reason to, you know, Reagan properly believed, I think, that the purpose of American power was projecting it to defend American interests. Tell me what American interests are in Ukraine. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. Tell me what your American interests are in that part of Europe. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Why can't Great Britain and Spain and France mop up their own affairs?
Right, exactly. Well, the United States has been there. You know, we've coddled them. Look at how weak NATO has become. I mean, they don't even want to pay their bills. Donald Trump comes on the scene and says, okay, and starts to hold them accountable. But what happens? You know, Germany was real excited that Joe Biden became the next president because, you know, they didn't, you know, they could shut down their checkbook. And here they are now joining hands with Russia over this Nord Stream pipeline. I mean, this is, you know, we shut ours and we open up the pipeline, you know, from Russia to Germany. Like, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, this is how idiotic it is. And then we get pulled into their mess, right? Unbelievable.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Again, going back to the book, April 1945, The Hinge of History, we talked about these things that were unfolding in the final days of this world war.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, and then again, we've got the big thing that we touched on earlier, but which was the completion of the atomic bomb, right?
Bill, there were comical things, too, like or funny things or amusing things. Like, for instance, during the war, the national speed limit was 35 miles an hour. Can you imagine, especially out west, going from Wyoming to Arizona, 35 miles an hour? It'd take you weeks.
Yeah. You know? Well, they didn't do 35. They don't do it now. You know, it's all people look at it like a suggestion. You know, exactly.
It probably was, but
you're right. But
serious. But there were some things that were kind of interesting. You know, I think I mentioned before about internationalism is kind of comical to think this Republican congressman suggested an international printing and distribution center for school textbooks. Well, you know, one building. Can you imagine distributing textbooks for Ethiopia or someplace like that? It's just nonsense.
Well, this is the deal. You know, you win a war and your arrogance swells your head up in such a way that you think. But again, you know, this opens the door and was probably a signal of, you know, this globalist thinking that we're dealing with today.
Well, that's why they created the United Nations in April of 1945, because we were going to settle the affairs of the world, and we never have. United Nations is merely a forum for invective. The United Nations has never solved anything in the 70, 80 years it's been in existence. But they took it very seriously creating it there in San Francisco, and they sent delegates from Russia and from Great Britain, and of course they fought over everything. They fought over table sizes, they fought over the size of delegations, they fought over everything. But you know, they somehow had this idea that the United Nations, in the wake of World War II, was going to solve the problems of the world, and of course it didn't.
Well, all it's done is now it's in New York, is it has brought a lot of unpaid traffic bills, you know?
Yes.
That's all it is. It's just unbelievable. But that's, again, this is the folly of man, and that they think they know better. And like you say, it's all part of the virtue signaling and well intentions and, you know, these institutions. Nobody seems to be asking the question, like, how are they serving us? Like the WHO. How well has the WHO served us at a time when we really needed the WHO to be effective?
Yeah. Another amusing thing was that in April of 1945, the House of Representatives was set to hold hearings on the paper shortage in America. And you think about it, is that this is a country with trees that line the country from sea to sea, and yet there was a paper shortage.
Wow. Well, I guess just not, you know, when you don't have enough paper cuts, then you worry about paper shortage. I don't know. I mean, but this is what, again, this is kind of, like you said, it's the levity and the reality of, and it just reminds us we're human. Right? This is human beings, you know, trying to do this and not being really focused on the things that we need to do in order to transition out of this, you know, military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, that had just grown out of by necessity because we're at war. Now what do we do, you know, following, you know, the day after war and the atomic bomb has been laid on Japan, and we're now, you know, trying to head to, you know, some level of peace.
Sure. Of course, the book is also chock full of interesting facts. Like, for instance, Lou Gehrig's estate included a $100,000 life insurance policy. It was being assessed in April of 1945. The $100,000 obviously went to Eleanor. But he had two baseball trophies. The one he got when he went to Yankee Stadium and said, "I'm the luckiest man who ever lived," and did his speech about you know, having Lou Gehrig's disease. That statue, the statue he was given, you know, there with Bob Shockey and Wally Pipps and Babe Ruth and all of them, that went at auction for $5.
His unbelievable. Wow.
Can you imagine that? It would be worth millions today.
Imagine.
And then his American League MVP statue trophy he got for 1939, I think. That went for $1.
Well, congratulations. We'll link the book and feature it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Craig Shirley has been our guest. Thank you, Craig. Take care.
Thank you, Bill, very, very much.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?